tsunami monitoring and research, tsunami detection and modelling. To better understand tsunami and the risk for Aotearoa New Zealand, scientists work on identifying tsunami sources and modelling waves, studying offshore faults and earthquakes that may produce local tsunami, identifying tsunami that have occurred in the past, and measuring their impact, working with scientists from other countries to share information and research, monitoring earthquakes that could produce tsunami, monitoring tide gauge and DART sensor networks to know when a tsunami has been generated, modelling local tsunami produced by earthquakes, undersea landslides, and volcanoes, educating the public so people know what to do if there is a tsunami. DART boys. DART, Deep Ocean Assessment and Reporting of Tsunami Sensors, are deep ocean instruments that monitor changes in sea level. They are currently the only accurate way to rapidly confirm a tsunami has been generated before it reaches the coast. Warnings of distant tsunami. For warnings of tsunami from distant sources, GeoNet monitors global earthquake data and data from a network of coastal tide stations and deep ocean sensors. If a tsunami is detected, they support civil defence to issue tsunami warnings in Aotearoa New Zealand. Depending on the size of the expected tsunami, the public are alerted via any or all of emergency mobile alerts, radio and television broadcasts, internet apps, social media, websites, phone text alerts, and electronic highway notice boards. Tsunami from major earthquakes off South America may take 12 hours or more to reach the New Zealand mainland, giving authorities time to prepare and, if necessary, evacuate coastal settlements. Warnings of local tsunami. For a local source tsunami, which could arrive in minutes, there won't be time for an official warning. It is important to recognise the natural warning signs and act quickly. If you are near a shore and experience any of the following, take action. Do not wait for official warnings when you feel a strong earthquake that makes it hard to stand, or a long earthquake that lasts more than a minute. See a sudden rise or fall in sea level. Hear loud or unusual noises from the sea. Drop, cover, and hold during the shaking. Protect yourself from the earthquake first. As soon as the shaking stops, move immediately to the nearest high ground, out of all tsunami evacuation zones, or as far inland as you can. Remember, long or strong, get gone.